We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, we've talked about this idea before. The city of San Francisco just can't go ahead and do this, right? That's why the state's involved?
Right. They need permission to set up a toll lane or a toll road. But I got to tell you, Patty, this is so typically San Francisco. They're going to get permission to possibly toll people on the road because of the incredible amount of people that are driving America's crooked street. It's turned into a nightmare for not just the people that live on the street, but for blocks around because of traffic snarls and backups. So they want a way to regulate it, and one of the ideas is a toll road. But, you know, charge people to do it. But the bottom line is, Patty, I've been checking with MTA and other people all day, and they still, after years and years, haven't figured out how they could do it, even if they got the permission.
You're talking about the logistics of making that happen.
Exactly. What we're talking about here is an iconic street that is worldwide known, and it attracts tourists from all over the world. So the idea is like, oh, how do you control it? And one idea was, okay, we set up a toll booth. We set up a toll booth and a reservation system. So if Jeff and your friends are in from out of town, you book Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to go down Lombard Street, and you pay, you know, $5 or $10 for that. Well, you got to have somebody manage it. You got to have somebody line everybody up. I mean, how are you going to know that it's your time to go in? Then they said, okay, well, maybe we could do it automatically with tech. And they said, well, no, then you have to, what do you do about people that live on the street and that people that are working, let's say, doing a repair job on the street or friends visiting? They said, well, then we're going to put up a toll booth. And they go, well, then you got to man the toll booth 24 hours. They did a study on this a few years back, and they spent $110,000 trying to figure it out. And they came up with the conclusion was we needed another study to figure out how to do it. They just can't figure out how to enact a toll that's going to actually reduce backups, is actually going to get people on and off the street, and they just have not been able to do it, even after doing a couple of pilot programs.
You know, and in part because it's just this little tiny part of a street smack dab in a residential neighborhood. And so the space, I mean, it's a more complicated idea.
It is. And some of it is just, it's just plain simple because, you know, they did this thing, I don't know if you remember, about 2 years ago, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a study, and it was 2014, that was the year. They just said, what we're going to do is we're going to close it on weekends between noon and 6, just to see how that goes, close it to traffic. Well, you know what the result was? People just started flooding in there and walking it.
Yeah.
They said, no cars, no problem. We'll just park and we'll walk it. And so that's the other problem, is that all the pedestrians that are out there as it is. Like I said, every couple of years, somebody comes up with an idea. And it, like I said, it's not just the people on the street. It's the people, as it gets bigger and bigger, people surrounded area get impacted. And they say, we got to do something about it. And every year, the supervisors either ask for a study, call for hearings, or in this case, maybe go up to Sacramento and seek permission. But I got to tell you, this is a problem that is in search of a solution. But if you came up with a solution, chances are it's just going to create a bigger problem. Live with the crookedest street. It's an icon. People come from all the world around the world to see it. And hopefully they don't get their cars broken into when they do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.